for our listeners to take away with them, what would that be?
Okay, I would say get your ass out there and don't make excuses. Start now.
Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
Yes, welcome to Tradies in Business. I'm joined by my co-host, Nick Cox, the builder's wife. G'day, Nicole.
G'day. Waz, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. I'm stoked, actually.
Me too.
I'm stoked because, well, we're doing the podcast together.
Hooray.
And we've been talking about this for a while. But we're also talking about a topic today, which I think a lot of tradies either don't know about or they avoid it because it's kind of scary. And we have something in common here with today's episode. We're both business award winners or award winners in general in previous years. And we're talking to somebody today who helps people write award submissions.
It's very exciting.
Which is really, really cool. And she's got a ripping website.
It's my favourite by far.
I know you love her website.
I do, I do.
So today, listeners, we're talking with Mel Leeshan. Did I say that right again? She did. She does tell me how to say her name. Mel Leeshan from awardsagency.com.au. You have to check out her website.
You really do.
It is super, super cool. She actually won an international Stevie Award for her website.
That is so cool.
A design award for her website. So, former tradie or tradie's wife in the auto industry and very passionate about helping you enter and win awards. So I have a bit of regret about my business award, actually.
Do you? Why? Yeah. Tell me,
Waz. I won a local business award a few years ago, which was pretty cool. I was very surprised. I didn't think I was actually going to win it. Mm. I entered it because somebody else nominated me and sort of made me do it. It was my PA at the time.
The poke you needed.
Yeah, and I didn't take a speech with me because I literally was sitting there kind of half bored thinking, I'm up against big businesses. You know, they'd been in my area for a long time. And I thought for sure any one of those four or five businesses would win. And when they read my name out, I was literally gobbing off to somebody next to me talking while the presenter was reading out the names. What and I heard my name. I was like, what? Holy crap. I didn't write a speech. I'm not supposed to win an award. So it was kind of cool. But my regret around it was that I didn't actually do anything with it.
Yes, that's an important part of the process, really, isn't it?
Yeah, and that was a big stuff up on my part. It's literally hanging on the wall here in the studio in my office.
Yours is much bigger than mine, I would say. Well, that's a story for another day.
I kind of feel very good about that. Anyway, it was such a bad stuff up that I didn't leverage it. I didn't do anything with it. I felt kind of almost a little embarrassed that I'd won.
Sure. I think that's a common feeling. I don't think that's unusual.
And my humility actually went way too far and became timidity, and I was just very timid about it. I put it in my email signature for a little while, then I took it out, and I wasted it. I literally wasted it, and I put friggin' hours into that submission.
Wow. That's a shame.
I still look at the photos. Facebook has a habit of reminding me of stuff like that.
Just to poke it in.
I see the memory come up every freaking year, and it's like, damn it, I didn't do anything with that. So yeah, that's my awards experience.
Mine was not too dissimilar in the surprise package part of the award process. I had no idea and arrived very late to a wonderful evening to a big surprise. Very interesting evening.
It's kind of cool. I like that you weren't sort of thinking, yeah, I'm going to win this award.
Yeah, well, it was a really humbling experience, particularly because I didn't have a clue what was going on until about 15 minutes after I got off stage.
Pretty easy to appear genuine in that case, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think probably my favourite memory was ringing my dad. My dad, who thought that, you know, had discouraged me for years from being involved in the building industry because they swore and you know, filthy men, you can't go near them, leave them alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to ring him and tell him that I'd won this award, and he cried. It was just one of my most favourite moments ever.
That's heartwarming.
Absolutely.
See, this is why I like having you on the Tradies in Business podcast.
Oh, thanks, Woz.
Because you have those wonderful, heartwarming stories, whereas I just dribble on and talk crap about business. So just in case you're wondering, and you've been a long-time listener of the Tradies Business Show, you're not losing your marbles. just remember, Tradies in Business is the name of the podcast now, and you get 10 times the value because mm-hmm. you've got Nick on the show with me. We're back to a two-person team, and we've got some really cool guests coming up, as we keep saying, and today's is definitely no exception. So yes. I really enjoyed today's chat with Mel Leeshan from Awards Agency.
I did too. I think you will as well, team.
Mm. And by the way, stick around to the end because Mel dropped a bit of a bomb at the end, a good one.
Mic drop.
With a freebie. Excuse me, I can't even get it out. But Mel has made an exclusive offer for you as a listener of the Tradies in Business podcast. So make sure you go and check that out and grab it. It's really, really going to help your business. It'll help your team as well. So if you've got some staff or team, maybe you want to improve the culture there, it's really going to help you with that. So this has been a fairly long intro, but I think it's definitely an episode you want to listen to all the way to the end.
You really do. You really do. Mel was a great guest.
Mm.
Really enjoyed our chat.
Yeah, yeah. We should get into it then.
Let's do it. Okay. Just do it.
Alrighty. So joining us at Tradies in Business Central today is Mel Leeshan from Awards Agency. Welcome to the show, Mel.
Hi, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And for those of you watching the video, you can see I've got my fabulous co-host here, Nicole Cox, the builder's wife. Say hi.
Howdy, team.
So, Mel, welcome again, and thanks for coming on the show. This is an area that I feel quite passionate about, is business awards and having people enter them. But before we get into all of that sort of nitty-gritty, dirty stuff, well, not so much dirty stuff.
oh, they can be dirty.
The dirty side of business awards, hey? Maybe that's what we should talk about today.
Yeah, we could go for it.
tell us a bit about who you are and how did you come to be helping people win business awards?
Okay. I started with my life in corporate and then escaped and had a child. And when I had my daughter, the idea was always that I was going to go back to work full time, and my now ex-husband was going to be a full time dad. But, you know, obviously, as women are allowed to, I changed my mind and decided that I wanted to be with her a bit more. So I worked in our family business, so he was a mechanic and we owned a mechanical workshop.
Mm-hmm.
So I sort of ended up working in the workshop with him. So the workshop, as it stood on its own, just could not sustain us and the staff member that we only had one staff member there at the time. It couldn't sustain us. It was in debt, and so we kind of had to do a few things to turn it around. And I needed to kind of figure out a few ways to very quickly turn it around with no budget. So one of the first things I did was look at business awards as a method of kind of free advertising, I guess. So I started putting everything that I knew in corporate into practice in small business, and we ended up transforming that business, and we turned it around from a team of two to a team of nine at its largest. We won, you know, local, state, national awards. We won the MTA, New South Wales Motor Traders Association Award, Work Cover Awards, you name it, we kind of won it. So we won all bar one, I think, from memory. And then when, after a while, yeah, when my girlfriend said to me, you know, you just look at you, you're buzzing, you've got to turn this into your own business. And so, so I did.
Wow.
And now I help other people, yeah, do it and teach them. So I think, there's a knack to it, and there's secrets, not so much secrets. There's a structure and there are things to do and things not to do. And once you kind of know that, it makes it a lot easier.
Speaking from experience as a previous award winner myself, you touched on something really important there, and it is really life-changing for a business in the way in which a business, the direction that it takes, the exposure that it receives.
Yep.
It really is a skill, though, to write those applications for the awards. It's not the easiest thing in the world.
No. And it's hard because as a tradie, you know, what we discovered was that my Mike's husband, he was the best mechanic. Mm. Like he and Danny, who were part of our team, they rocked. They are just so good at what they do. But, you know, to convey that to a judge in a written form, that's not their forte.
No.
And so that's really challenging. You know, so once they had someone that could come in and had those skills to kind of go, okay, oh, my God, you guys are superstars, let's kind of tell the world, I think it was a lot easier. Mm. But, but it is. It's overwhelming and it's challenging to kind of sit down and when if you feel like you're back at school, you know, writing an essay.
And do you think that turns a lot of people off actually entering?
I do. I think, look, there are a few different things. With small businesses, it's definitely that I think some people, there's that imposter syndrome, so they don't feel worthy. It's always like, oh, we might do it next year, we might look at it, without kind of going, okay, it's not so much about getting kind of rewarding yourself once you're at a point.
Mm.
It's more about using those business awards as a stepping stone to get to that point. So even if you want to get from A to B, if you enter the awards now, you're doing the business analysis, you're having a look internally at what's working and what's not, and then you're getting feedback from judges. And if you do win, you're getting exposure, which means you are going to grow your business. And if you don't, even as a finalist, you gain some exposure as well. So it's, you know, sometimes people will put it off until they're ready, but there is no right time. I say just go for it and use it as a tool to just, you know, to build your business and get it out there a little bit more.
I absolutely agree. I think probably another fear for tradies particularly is we don't like to big note ourselves. It's not easy to talk positively about yourself.
No.
It's not. A learned skill.
Yeah, it is. And that's one of the things that I teach people in my courses and workshops is that the biggest thing to do, the biggest challenge is to actually convey that with people. But there are different things that you can kind of do. So you can, one of the things when I review people's submissions, they'll write always in the third person. So because that puts distance between them. So they'll say, you know, Warwick does blah, 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 and he is good at blah, blah, blah. But the fact is, as a judge, I can't relate to you because, you know, there's a gap between us. Whereas if you talk directly and say, look, I do this and I do that, straight away I've got that connection between you guys, you know. So, and there's a few other things. One of the things that I learned very quickly was that if I distanced myself from it and showed facts and figures, that made it a lot easier too. So, if I'm able to kind of sit down, just say for the mechanical workshop, I could kind of sit down and go through, you know, how many issues or customer complaints we had, or, you know, anything that was a measurable, I could go through and look at that. So in terms of my business, I struggled with it too. Whereas, you know, one of my friends said to me, okay, so take you out of it, instead of saying, oh, I'm good at business awards, what's your percentage rate? What's your win rate? And I kind of went, okay, oh, at that point it was 97%. And I went, okay, so maybe I am good at it. Like, it's easier to say I have a 97% success rate than to say, oh, I'm pretty good at this.
Absolutely.
So if you can use the facts.
I actually sat on the judging panel of the business awards in my area, and that was because I'd won my category the year before, and so they get previous winners to come back and do the judging, but also my role as a coach and a mentor. And I felt really sorry for some of the people that presented in front of the panel, all of the finalists that had to come and present to us, because I really felt like, oh my gosh, if you had somebody who had giving you a few tips on how to present and how to manage the nerves and how not to just read from a page of text, which I could have done myself as a judge. And in fact, we read all the submissions before the judging. I just wanted people to talk about their business and talk about themselves. And I wanted to get to know them and get a feel for, you know, what they'd been through and the quality of them as a business owner, I guess, in a lot of ways. Yeah. So Yeah.
And you've touched on something really important. I think the thing with business awards is that people think that you've got to go in and be the best of the best, and you've got to kind of go, okay, everyone else is here and I'm right up here. But the reality is, when you show your vulnerability and when you show that you've stuffed up but you've come back from that, people, the judges can see exactly what you're made of. And that's what we did, you know, with my ex-husband's business. We kind of, I was honest with those initial, those first few years. I was honest and kind of said, look, we lost 50 grand last, or the year before last, and we lost 80 grand, last year. We are in a very bad, we were in a very bad place, but we are now here and this is how we did it.
Yeah.
And so they recognized that. And I was, you know, I was open and honest and said, you know, we failed to do X, Y, and Z, but we've recognized it and we've turned it around.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to be, you know, everything and everyone. You just have to be, tell your story. And I think storytelling is something, you know, we can talk about later if you want to, but storytelling is really important to kind of tell a story and get that across in a submission, whether it's verbally or in a written submission. You kind of want to get them to lean into your story and engage and, you know, buy into what you're saying.
People love stories.
Yeah, and just get that emotional connection.
It's why Netflix does so well.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, turn your business award into a Netflix episode.
Yeah.
You'd kill it. So,
some probably would, actually.
Yeah, yeah. So, Mel, I guess I just want to back up a little bit because we have dived into the bit of the how-to and that. No, that's okay. It tends to happen naturally, and it's what we really like to give our listeners is actionable tips and things that they can do, you know, in their own business if they want to go and enter an award, which everybody should after today.
Mm-hmm.
But if you weren't doing this, what would you be doing?
I'd be copywriting. So I did start out copywriting. When I initially started, I was doing, you know, general marketing copywriting, so SEO copywriting and general marketing, and then a lot of tenders. I come from a strategic corporate background, so I was doing a lot of tender writing. But the funny thing was that, and I can see that now when I look back, I really enjoyed both of them, and business awards are a combination of both. So you've got that creativity, with the copywriting, and then you've also got the analytical stuff that you need to include with the tender writing. And so I guess it was kind of a natural fit for me, for it to come together. And it did come together as a copywriter initially, before I started awards agency. I was just doing general copywriting, but I was able to quickly develop a reputation there aren't that many out there who specialize in business awards. So
Mel, if you were to think back at high school, when you're in high school and you're wondering and dreaming about what you might do for the rest of your life, is this what you thought you'd be doing?
Oh no, I know, not even close. Not even close.
I think that's quite common.
Yeah.
What did you dream of doing then?
Well, I wanted to be a lawyer initially, and then at the last minute, and then I changed, probably before that, and decided to be a journalist, which is, yeah, I went to study communications. But I got turned off that on day one of my first lecture.
Why is that?
Yeah.
Oh,
because they said in the lecture, okay, so, you know, look around you, and at the moment, when you guys see an ambulance rush past with its sirens on, your first thought is, oh, my God, there's been an accident. I hope everyone's okay. We're going to change that mindset so that the next time you see an ambulance going past, you're going to go, oh, that could be a story. I'm going to be first on scene. And I thought, no. That's just not me. I don't want that mindset.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
I can understand that.
Wasn't for me.
So not a big departure then from what you were always going to do in one form or another.
Writing.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, and storytelling, just in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about the writing that you get fulfillment from?
I don't know. I think it's that you can articulate things, you've got the time to articulate things, you know, quite beautifully. And when you write a really good submission and you put it together as a story, you can end it on a beautiful note. There are beautiful characters, and you know, you've got that whole introduction, body and conclusion thing happening, and but you can kind of take everyone on a journey with you, and it's just, you can kind of leave them emotionally in a place where you couldn't have done that, I don't think, you know, speaking.
Because yeah. I find writing quite tedious.
Really? I love it.
I'm okay at it. Well, people tell me that I'm good at it, but it takes too long.
It does. It takes forever. And so if you're going to go for, just say, the Telstra Business Awards, that's a minimum of 40 hours worth of work.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't drink that much coffee.
Yeah, I go through a lot of coffee. But yeah, that's at a minimum. So they're really in depth, and there are different awards, you know, all over the place for people to enter, and they all have different requirements. And some of them, you know, you can enter are very easy to enter, and others, you know, take a lot more effort. So I would kind of be starting with certain ones and building up to others. If you haven't entered an awards before, you would never start with the Telstra.
Yeah. So I guess that begs the question. I've just cut my co-host off there because I can't see her over my shoulder here. I'll have to look at her on the screen so I can see if she wants to butt in. Where should our listeners start? You know, maybe they're listening to this and it's like, yeah, I hear what you're saying. Our business awards would be great. I'd love to win one. I don't know where to start. I don't know what to say. I don't think we're good enough. Don't know how to write a story about ourselves, blah, 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 all the crap that we tell ourselves.
Yeah.
What's a good starting point?
Look, I believe a really good starting point is your local business awards. Mm-hmm. So because they're local, they're for a tradie, they're a really good choice because you're getting exposure in front of the clients that are relevant to you. So, you know, a national award isn't going to give you, whilst it's going to give you credibility, it's not necessarily going to give you the immediate return on investment for increased clients that a local or business award will. Mm-hmm. So that's where I started with our business. I started with the local business awards. Have a look around. They can be run by your local chamber of commerce. There are various companies that run local business awards, initiatives. So that's kind of where I would start. Be careful with the ones, I guess, that you look at. You want to go for an award where there is a judging, a judging process. Sorry.
Coffee.
Okay. Where there's coffee. Got it. Got the frog.
Imagine if that happened in your award presentation.
Yeah. Oh, it does. Believe me. Yeah. You want to choose one where there's a judging process involved. So there are some awards that I think are really dodgy. Like there's one in particular where you pay your money, you send them a list of three people, their names and their phone numbers, who can be clients. Mm. Otherwise, you know, your brother, your sister and your cousin. Who just have to talk about your business and, you know, recommend you out of 10, and then you can, you know, you can be the Australian winner. Wow. So I know from experience, look, and I've done it. I was desperate enough to do it with our business. But in hindsight, I kind of, when I look back at all the awards we won, that one has no value. No. That one is the one that brings the least amount of value, that brought the least amount of value to the business. So the local business awards are definitely one to start. And they're good because they're bite-sized. They're questions that are, they're not hard-hitting questions generally. Mm. And you don't have to do massive, long-winded answers to them. The thing that's important is that you know the numbers in your business, and I don't mean numbers as in so much even your finances. You need to know your finances, but you want to know things like, you know, your client retention rates, or you know, if you can kind of get that kind of information in there, and you understand kind of what you do with your marketing and why you do it and who your target audience is and that kind of stuff, then you'll be okay. If not, you know, maybe get a business coaching for a one-on-one consult, or you know, or I can help. but you know, plug. Just talk to someone. Yeah, talk to someone to kind of bounce some ideas off.
Yeah,
I'd start with the locals.
On that, can you just give us a brief rundown on what your process is when writing an application for an award?
So for a client, I would sit down beforehand. I would go through the awards and have a look at what the award criteria is, and I would make sure that they meet that criteria up, because I have so many clients that will kind of say, okay, I want to go for these awards. Can you book me, blah, blah, blah. But then when I look at it, they don't meet the criteria. Mm-hmm. So there's no point them kind of going into, if you don't meet the criteria, you can't get in there. I will go through the awards. I'll look at each question. I'll write down from my perspective as a judge, because I sit as a judge on a number of awards panels, I would write down as a judge, I think, what I would be expecting the judges to be looking for. I kind of research and you have a look and see exactly. They with awards programs, they're quite transparent about what they're looking for with each question, and they give you hints and everything. I'll write down a whole lot of questions for the client. I'll do a whole lot of research about their business, and then we'll do a phone or a Skype interview so I can kind of get as much information from them as possible. Then I'll start writing things up and I'll storyboard. I'll send them away and they have to go get a whole lot of information for me. And then we kind of just work backwards and forwards together to get it all done. You know, depending on the awards, sometimes we'll have to put together a whole lot of support material, which will involve them maybe recording a video, or we'll put together a whole lot of, we'll do some graphic design and put together some really nicely designed support material, making sure everything's on brand. So we'll stalk their Facebook page and their, you know, all their social media stuff. We'll do all the stalking and the research. We do all of that. But they have to just give me the information, I guess, that I don't have access to, which is more around their numbers.
So it's quite a comprehensive process.
It is. And it's very undervalued, I think, or not undervalued, under-recognised.
Yes.
Just how in-depth you've got to be, you know, to put together a really solid submission.
Absolutely.
I mentioned earlier I won my own regional award and then judged, and my PA actually nominated me the year I won it and said, I've nominated you. You should really be doing this. You know, you run a great business, you help people, lots of stuff. I'm like, no, yeah. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm not entering a business award. She's like, too late, I've nominated you. You have to do a submission. I'm like, well, you're helping me with it. Yeah. And it was a lot of work. And like, yeah. I had been coaching people for years in their businesses, and I understand business, but to sit down and talk about myself, it just felt like big noting, as Nick said, you know. I come from a blue collar trade family, and you know, I was taught don't big note yourself, don't brag about yourself. So it felt like that.
And it does. And the thing is, particularly for women, you know, women have the biggest challenge with it, I think, because as women, we're taught to be modest from a very young age.
Very much.
You know, we're told to be modest. And so, you know, talking about yourself is almost taboo, and talking about yourself positively. But business awards, you've got to put all that to one side. And the best way to do it, honestly, is to sit down and look at those numbers. So use the evidence to your advantage. And instead of you saying, you know, I'm so good at blah, 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 go and find the client testimonial and whack that in there. You know, then you're providing evidence and you've got someone else saying what you want to say.
Yeah.
But it's in their words. So there's a whole lot of different ways to get around it. But my biggest way is definitely just showing the evidence, because you can't dispute that. If you're good at something, the facts, you know, back you up.
Yeah.
I'd love for tradies not to be dissuaded from giving it a go themselves. Certainly my award came, my husband wrote the application. He didn't have any writing experience, but obviously his passion came through on the page.
Yeah.
And that was enough for that award to come through for us. So
yeah.
I do think it's, you know, it's one of those things that if you do start small and you start local, it is something that you can try and do yourself. But as you progress, they are very complicated as you move that process.
Yeah. And can I just touch on that? As a judge too, we're not judging. No one judges your writing. There's no judging of writing skills. That's not relevant. And I think that's something that a lot of tradies will kind of go, well, you know, I'm not interested in it. I'm, you know, that's not my thing.
I can't spell.
That's not, yeah, but who cares? Well, I can't spell, but that's what spell check's for. So, you know, it doesn't matter. You just, as long as, you know, like you guys said, that passion comes through and your story comes through, that's what we want. You know, that's what you need to convey. And no matter how, however you do that, you know, if you've got typos, I mean, look, get someone to proofread it. Without a doubt, get someone to proofread it. That's a huge kind of tip because as a judge, if you're reading something and it is full of typos, then it does throw you off the narrative a little bit. But, you know, as a your writing abilities are irrelevant. What we want is just to kind of hear your story and hear, you know, where you've been, where you are and how you got there. And where you want to go.
So we've talked a bit about the fact that tradies should enter awards, and I guess a bit about the how, you know, start with your local business awards and then, I mean, from what I've seen with clients who, and I've had some clients win business awards and then I've got one particular client who's gone on to win multiple awards after their first one because they sort of got a taste for it. It's like, well, maybe we'll enter this one. And they won a fairly significant national award after they won their regional award. And then the wife entered like a, you know, Women's Entrepreneur Award, and now they've entered the regional award again the second year running, and the husband was sort of being a bit cocky the other day. He's like, oh, yeah, we're totally going to win it. We just had our interview. but they have gotten more comfortable with that. What I would like to talk about as well, Mel, is so you win an award, so what? How do you actually turn that into something worthwhile other than just a bit of an ego boost?
I think, well, first of all, it's there's two parts to it. Obviously, you need to shout it from the rooftops, but you need to – there's a whole few different things. If you win an industry award, that is very much about credibility. So, and that's opening your network up as well. So that's a whole different ballgame, an industry award as compared to, you know, just say a local business award. But part of the whole awards process is what you do once you've been awarded that award. So on the awards night, you know, I'd be going out, going and congratulating all of your competitors, but also going and meeting people and, you know, networking, talking to them. You know, I would go to people who, you know, in all the other categories like a florist or a pharmacist, all of those guys who won, and introduce myself and say, congratulations, that's awesome, blah, blah, blah. So you get to know people in your local area. If you do win, a lot of the awards programs will provide you with a press release that you can send out. It's something, look, you can certainly you do it, but I wouldn't, because if you think about it, everyone who has won in just say your suburb is going to be sending that same press release out to your local media. So what you want to do, you want to do something a little bit different. Just pick up the phone, you know, go to your local newspaper, pick up the phone, just connect with them and talk with them and say, look, guys, this is our first ever award. This is what we've done. This is our story. Is there any chance that, you know, you guys would like to, you know, write a little blurb on us or do something? And you'll find that often the response will be amazing. If you talk to them about your story, they'll engage with you more rather than if you just position it as, you know, the press releases that you get that are very generic are more about advertising the awards themselves than anything else. So it's not about advertising so much. It's about, for the media, you need to understand that it's about the story that they can get from that. So I would be harnessing the story that you've written in your submission to take that to the media to try and get a little bit of media exposure. The other thing to do, I'm glad I'm not the only one with problems. So the other thing is obviously if you've got social media, so you want to, you know, be loud and proud, put it on your, you know, your Facebook banners and your, you know, your handles, if you're on Instagram or Twitter, wherever you are, you know, get it all over your socials. If you have a blog, write a blog about it. So, you know, blog, share that blog, link to others, hashtag, even on the night, the awards night, I'd be, you know, taking photos and the whole way through and hashtagging that night so that you're engaging, you know, your followers. And if you don't win, people are still excited and that, and the thing is they'll still engage on your page, which means that you're getting a benefit from that anyway. You, you know, you're generating engagement. So, which is what you want with socials. So there's a whole lot of different things that you can do with it.
That's, they're fantastic tips.
I want to ask my co-host a question about her award. So, Nick, you won HIA Business Partner of the Year.
Correct.
I think it was, a couple of years ago.
2015 now.
Congratulations again.
Thank you.
You must have had a pretty, you know, happy partner when you won that.
Yeah, we were both ecstatic. It was a surprise for me. I knew nothing about it. So it was a big surprise to arrive on the evening. There's quite a funny backstory to the evening. We had a graduation night for one of the children at the school. So we're frantically trying to get through that to get to this awards evening. And I had no idea what we were going for. You think I would have twigged by that point, but I didn't. So we've walked in the door literally 2 minutes later, my name's up on screen and I'd won an award and I knew nothing about what was going on. Thank goodness we were appropriately dressed. But so there are photos of me looking like a stunned mullet up on stage with my little award.
How was your speech? Was that...
I didn't have to give one. Thank goodness, because really? I had nothing prepared. I had no idea.
Yep.
But it was just such a positive experience. On the night, there was a great sense of camaraderie with the other tradies and the people that we met. So many people that night.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree with the sharing on social media. That was a big thing for us. That was probably our first viral and what we were doing. That really went off for us. But then we did the press release. Press release didn't work for us. It was really flat. I wish I had have known to call the local media. That would have been really, really helpful because there's a great story behind what we do.
Yeah.
But it did get picked up at a later date, I think 3 months later. And the success from that point for our business was just mind-blowing. It really changed the shape of what we were doing because we had a story, because we weren't just the same builder as everybody else. We had a story around how we got to the point we were at, and that was saleable.
And people could connect with it and they trusted it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yep. And that's what the awards do too. They give you credibility, you know, they'll trust you. So people, you know, they show people that they can trust you because you've got that, you know, credibility, you're award winning. And so, you know, put it on, you know, your email footers or put it on your van and put it on your invoices and your quotes and, you know, wherever you can. Because, yeah, it does.
Yep. So our listeners have entered an award. They've done a good job. They've presented really well. They've been fortunate enough to win an award. They've shouted it from the rooftops. Is that it?
No, God, no. You just got to keep working at it. Mm-hmm. So keep working at it. What I like to do is there's always more awards out there. Mm. And the thing to think about with awards is, okay, there's a few different benefits from them. And one we haven't talked about is team morale. So if you've got a team, they're a really good, you know, morale boost for your team. I remember like with us, the team were down and out. Like they were kind of, you know, they knew, I think, the end was nigh kind of thing.
Yep.
But then once we started, you know, winning these awards and things were turning around and we were very active networkers in our local community, all of a sudden there was this, you know, puffed out chest and this pride because they were with this, you know, they were finally being recognised for their work. Mm-hmm. So it's not so much, and that's the thing that's important, it's not so much about, you know, I mean, I always looked at it as an advertising tool for me. It was very much a tool for advertising. It wasn't a tool for me to go out there and say we absolutely are the best. It was to get our name out there.
Mm.
But at the same time, I was really proud of what the work that the boys did.
Mm.
And then they could see that, you know, we were proud of them and they were appreciated.
Yep.
And so it was a really good morale boost for them. But, look, there are different ones you can go through. And, like, I went through I even did it with the workshop. We went through, I did a mentor program with WorkCover New South Wales because I had no idea about WHS. So I signed up for them and to be mentored. And so we went through this 6-month mentoring program and I had a mentor. And then after that, I was invited to enter the WorkCover Awards, which we then won for New South Wales. So that was huge for us. Again, massive exposure. And it was in an entirely different industry.
Mm.
So there, you know, you can kind of build and build and build and look at where you want to take your business and what kind of exposure you want and strategically, you know, target awards in that way.
Yep.
But they're good in that they make you, you know, keep coming back to look at your business, redefine what you're doing, where you're going, you know, where the gaps are.
I think that's one of the big spin-offs. Obviously, I sit in the role of business mentor and tradie wingman, and I love to see what you were talking about, Mel, with what I talk about, the dashboard, right, is knowing how many leads and what the conversion rate is and the average sale amount and client retention figures and, you know, market penetration, all that sort of stuff. And just to see those light bulbs go on in the mind of a business owner when they start thinking, well, holy crap, they're asking us all these questions about our business to enter an award. I don't know all this stuff.
Yeah.
it's like opening up this whole new world for people in their business. Where it's like, wow, I just learned all this stuff about my business and how to improve it. So,
Exactly. And the thing is, you know, you don't have to be freaked out and kind of go, I need to know all those things to enter an award. You don't. So just say you do the local business awards, they might ask you about your marketing, you know, what kind of marketing do you employ? And, you know, you want to talk about the results from that.
Yep.
But what you find is that it is a lot of work the first time you do it, but then it does become that kind of addiction where you look at that and you go, okay, maybe next year I'm going to do X, Y, Z. So then you build on that. And then the next year you kind of come back and you go, well, you know what? Last year we had this many Facebook followers, but this year we've got this many followers and we know our engagement rate, which is this, and we know this, which is this. So you're showing that over the last 12 months, this is, you've come from here and you've gone there.
Yep.
So it's not so much that you do one award and you stop. You can use, you know, the first award submission that you do as a baseline, and then kind of continue to compare it and show that you're continually improving and you're continually growing, because that's what it's all about. It's about, you know, evolving as a business and, you know, I guess keeping up with technology, servicing your clients, all of that kind of stuff. And so you want to show that you're continually responding to all of that.
Yeah, yeah. What's you've done some judging, obviously, and you've worked with a few clients. What's the worst submission you've ever seen, and what made it particularly bad?
The worst submission was someone had just hand-scribbled one sentence on. So what they'd done, it was for a local business award, and they'd printed out the bit of paper and they just hand-scribbled one sentence down about everything. And the thing is, the thing that was heartbreaking about that was that I knew the business because I, you know, I will go and look at their websites and I'll research them and have a look. And the business themselves is phenomenal. It's brilliant. Great team, great people, but that submission did not reflect the business, and that was disappointing. And the thing that was really disappointing, you could see that they hadn't put any effort in, because a lot of the questions, and this is where they'll trick you, you've often got you'll have two-part questions. So, you know, describe this and explain this. So people will describe something, but they then will forget to explain something else, or vice versa.
Yeah, yeah.
And often, as a judge, we'll have a matrix, and it'll be 50% for this and 50% for that, or 40, 60. So, you know, but they only looked at the first part of the questions, because they only wrote one sentence, and that was disappointing.
It's a shame.
So try, you know, try if you can, you know, get it. You know, if you can type it up, that's brilliant. Look, if you've got to do it, you know, if you've got to handwrite it, go for it, but try really hard to do it neatly. But I would never say handwrite it, only because if it's hard for the judge to read your handwriting, then that's going to put them off. But also, today they're going to be kind of going, okay, if they can't electronically submit a submission, how are they, you know, interacting with their clients?
That's right. Because that says something about the way they're running their business.
Their business.
Cool, cool.
Yeah.
All right, Nick's giving me the nod. She's she's happy with all of that. So Nick and I have sort of transitioned into, from the podcast that I've been running for a while into this one, Tradies in Business. So we're still working out some not trick questions we want to ask guests, Mel, but
you're
sort of early stage in the firing line for some new questions that we want to ask. And something that I'm always fascinated with guests is who you look up to or who inspires you, you know, not just in business, but life in general.
That's not too tricky, is it, really? it kind of is. For that one, I will tell you, I've got two. Well, it's my family, and it sounds very corny, but there are two people in my family. So there's my mum, who she has, you know, been the most awesome single mum you'd ever find. And she lost one of her legs, over a decade ago.
Oh,
and but you know what's funny about it? I mean, look, we have a great deal of fun with, you know, making legless jokes and everything. So we're even talking about dressing up as the Addams Family for Halloween, but instead of having a leg, you know. But you know, from the minute she lost it, I actually had to talk to the psychologist and say, look, I think you guys need to talk to her. She's coping with it too well. I don't think she's realised what's happened.
Wow.
And they kind of went, okay, no worries, and they went in, and then they came out and they said, Mel, she's coping with it better than you are. She's actually doing great.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh. And you know what? In she's never complained. You know, and we live together, and she's, you know, she goes through an awful lot with, you know, phantom pain, et cetera.
Mm.
Not one complaint, not one, I wish this never happened, not one feel sorry for myself. So when I have shit days, she's the one I kind of go, okay, I need to suck it up, princess, because there are people around you that are just incredible.
That's a great reminder to have.
Yeah, you need to get to that level.
Yeah.
And the other one's awesome. My brother, because he's just he's been doing Ironman triathlon since he was, you know, a young'un, and he's just he's never gives up. He's just so consistent and so determined and so, you know, and he's the most, you know, he's awesome, just a great guy all around. So I'm lucky. I'm surrounded by amazing people. And in business, you know, Kate Toon is just phenomenal. She's lovely and she's taught me so much. You know, she's just to watch her business go from where it was to where it is now. You know, she's a definite inspiration.
Mm, awesome. Thank you for sharing.
I can see you've painted your wall in her brand colours.
That was like it when I moved in. So I'm just leaving it. It's not my favourite colour. I'd paint it orange if I had my way. But
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
Suits me.
Orange is my favourite colour. Anyway, orange is the new black, I reckon.
Yeah, I agree.
So they say.
Yeah, yeah. So something else I want to try here is sort of coming up with a takeaway. You know, if you could package up everything you know and everything you've learned and everything you've shared with us today and just fit it into one styrofoam hamburger container listeners to take away with them, what would that be?
I would say get your ass out there and don't make excuses. Start now. Start with your local business awards. Write in the first person, which means write so that you say, I did this, I do that, we do this, we do that. Show evidence of what you do. So show, you know, tell them that you're awesome and show evidence of why you're awesome. And tell a story. So be vulnerable. If you've had a really crappy year and you've picked yourself up from that, tell them about it. You know, it's not necessarily about the, you know, best performing. Look, finances are important, but it's not about... It's not so much about just the finances. It's about everything, the entire package that goes with it. So, you know, but the main thing is really just to get off your ass and give it a go.
Give it a go.
Awesome. I like that. Great advice. So, Mel, if someone's listening to this and going, okay, I'm going to give it a go, but I'm not going to do it myself. I want Mel to do it for me. Where would they go to find out more about you?
Okay. So there's two things. So they can go to awardsagency.com.au.
Mm-hmm.
And you can shoot me an email there, or you can email me at melinda@awardsagency.com.au, or you can find Awards Agency on Facebook and Instagram.
Can I just give a shout out to your website? It is sensational.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Mick is loving your website.
Yeah.
I love it. And I encourage everybody to go and check it out. It's just fantastic.
Thanks. And can I say we've won a Sydney Design Award for that.
No way.
I'm not surprised.
For that brand. So
that's cool.
Wonderful.
So, I mean, it goes to show you the diversity of awards that you can.
Absolutely.
And an International Stevie Award too we won for that.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, thanks. So it is. It's an awesome brand. So, very, very, very proud of it.
And I love that you walk the talk.
Absolutely.
You know, you're writing awards for people, but you've won a whole bunch. So it's like, you know, you've got the real world cred going on there. So that's great. It's good to see.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'd be in a bit of trouble. But I figure I just, you know, and I don't have enough time to write submissions for everyone. So the more that I can, you know, get out there and help people to write their own, you know, the better. But if they do need help, obviously I've got a team of really good awards writers as well.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, it's been fabulous talking to you, Mel. And it's not something that a lot of people think about, particularly tradies. And I think because of that, it's probably a little easier. Well, not easier, but you know, your chances of picking up an award are probably pretty good because you know, it's not an industry that a lot of businesses do have a chop at winning. So, yeah, I would definitely, same as you, encourage everybody to have a go. And, hey, the worst thing that happens is you make a submission, you learn some stuff about your business, and you don't win. Like, yeah. You know, there's still a spin-off from that. So
absolutely.
Definitely take Mel's advice, get off your ass and go and give it a go.
Yeah. Great.
Give it a crack.
Well, thank you again for being on the show, the podcast. And, yeah, if you're keen to check out Mel's site, go and have a look, awardsagency.com.au, and make sure you grab. I think you've got free downloads and stuff on there as well.
Yes. Well, we're in the process. What I've got at the moment, just quickly, is we've got an awards finder on there. So you can select three industries and download all the awards available for those industries. That is not current, or it's not as final as I would like it to be. So if you want to do that, certainly do it, but then I'll be in touch with you to kind of fill in all the blanks, because we haven't been able to upload anything. The other thing is, from Awards Agency, you'll see we have Awards Agency Academy. So we've got some self-paced kind of courses. If anyone is keen from your podcast, you guys, I'm happy to offer them one module, which is all about the theory behind a winning business submission. I'm happy to offer that to them for free. Beautiful. So
fantastic.
Yes,
that's you awesome. Are welcome. Thank you.
Welcome. And that is actually very much focused on the local business awards. And then you'll see then with our local business awards, we actually go through step by step in a whole lot of other modules. But yeah, you're most welcome to have that one access.
No excuses now, team.
Yeah.
No, none. At all. I won't be taking any.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, Mel. And yeah, we hope to chat to you again soon.
Thanks, Mel.
Yeah. Cheers. I look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Well, how about that? I really enjoyed that.
You just enjoyed it because the website was cool.
It really is cool. You have to go and check it out.
It is a cool website.
It really is.
I actually, when I first clicked onto Mel's website, I thought I had the wrong site.
Yeah, I would have thought the same initially, but then, I don't know, I was just so mesmerized by the website that I stuck around for ages.
So there you go. Very generous offer by Mel at the end there. Make sure you hit us up for that one. Obviously, Mel gave all her handles. You can go to her website. Probably best bet is to get in touch with us at Tradies in Business.
Please do.
And the best way to do that is go and join the Facebook group. It's a closed group. It's only for tradies and tradie supporters and tradie cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm.
Literally go to Facebook, search Tradies in Business in groups, and you can apply to join. There's a couple of simple questions to answer there, just so we make sure that you're a real tradie and not a spammer or a bot or
no spam,
a spruiker or someone like that.
No spam.
And it's a group of tradies basically just helping each other out.
Yeah, it's a great space.
Nick and I just keep an eye on everything to make sure everyone plays nice in the sandpit.
So far, so good.
It plays nice on the building site.
Yes.
But yeah, go join Tradies in Business group. You can message us via that. Or you can find Nick at The Builder's Wife or me at Tradie Wingman. And that's it for another episode.
We'll see you soon.
Hooroo.